In 2015, the Rocky Mountain National Park, just a one-hour drive from Boulder, celebrated 100 years, a full century of conservation achievements and park status. Today, Rocky Mountain National Park is the third most visited park in the United States, welcoming people from all over the world with special programs like the ranger-led hikes.
We've got some orange lichen, which is called jewel lichen, and that's indicative of smaller mammals who have lived on the rock, and that's from excess nitrogen in their urine, so don't eat orange lichens. Okay. But it's good to see the lichens. That's indicative of a better air quality. Oh. So you're not going to see lichens on the benches at the bus stop in New York.
That's Barb Keene. She is an interpretive ranger for the Colorado River District on the west side of the Rocky Mountain National Park. Barb is part of the Ranger-Led Hikes program, which takes groups and individuals through the park while teaching about the history, landscape, and wildlife. This program, along with a range of others, kicks off during the weeks that follow Memorial Day weekend and is also available in several of Colorado's other parks, including the Great Sand Dunes National Park and Preserve to the south.
In fact, today was the first program for the season, starting off slowly because not all our rangers are even here yet for the season. We do a lot of school groups during the week. By the middle of June, we'll be starting our summer programming schedule, and everything will be listed in the park newspaper.
According to the National Park Foundation, Rocky Mountain National Park is one of over 400 parks in the national park system and receives over 1 million visitors in a 6-week period each summer. Barb has lived and worked on the west side of the park since 1992. She says the park has plenty to offer on both the east and west sides, and she is still passionate about working there and leading these programs.
It's exciting to see the enthusiasm, and it recharges me because I live up here year-round, and I don't want to say I take it for granted because I don't think I do with a lot of people, but for example, yesterday I was hiking this trail and I was looking at all the dead trees and all the downfall, and then I met this couple on the trail and I'm talking to. This is the most beautiful trail we've ever been on, so it's just interesting to keep refreshed through new eyes.
A quick glance at the official map shows Rocky Mountain National Park is an enormous landmass covering 415 square miles. It includes a portion of the Rocky Mountain Range as well as the Continental Divide and over 300 miles of accessible hiking trails ranging in difficulty. The ranger-led programs are packed with history like the water diversion programs, as well as information about all of the wildlife. The trail had several geological points of interest, as well as plant life. Barb answers the group's questions and offers more information. This group was curious about all of the tree species.
Right here, we have a pine tree. And again, you look at the needles and you see they grow in little packages or bundles. And all pine trees, no matter what the species, will have bundles and needles. It might be two, it might be three, it might be five, but if they come in bundles, it's a pine tree. Lodgepole pines come in bundles of two, so if you can make the letter L, that'll help remind you.
Barb is taking this group through the Beyond the Falls hike on the west side of the park. This hike includes views of Grand Lake, a waterfall fed by fresh snowmelt, trees and birds.
So like I said, today this is an hour and a half hike, and today water is the artist to this painting. Everything that we're going to look at today and talk about has been sculpted by water in one form or another. So as we go along, we'll talk about some certain things and then we'll walk a little more. Usually I have a pretty good chance of seeing some moose on this trail. Any questions? That's Ruby Crown Kinglet.
The park welcomes millions of visitors in the summer and year-round. With so much traffic and noise, Barb says it is important for visitors to be respectful of the park and its wildlife.
Yeah, we have to remember that this isn't our home. This is the animal's home. We need to be respectful. We need to use quiet voices. I also yesterday heard people with their radio or music blaring as they were walking down the trail. And we have to remember, would you want somebody coming to your home like that, being so disrespectful? With over 4 million visitors each year and being the third busiest national park in the country, we really need to be more mindful of the environment and staying on the trail and being more respectful to protect it.
In its second century of operation, the park will continue to face many challenges to conservation efforts. For more information about the park's programs, please visit the National Park Service website or stop at the nearest ranger station during your next trip. For KGNU, I'm Elizabeth Avila.